Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. Open loops. You must listen to the open loops, a theme park for absurd beliefs and systems of integration between the mind and the creative spirit. Open loops.
I am very excited about this guest. We have a radio host, a remote viewer, a spiritual guide, as well as a multi-talented, I didn't even realize you're a singer, dancer, hairdresser, makeup artist. You've done it all. We have the host of the Nikki Colombo Show here on Truth Frequency Radio. Nikki Colombo has dropped by Open Loops. Nikki, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Greg. How are you, darling, over there in the big cold? It's boiling over here at the moment because I'm in Oz.
Yes. I know. Well, I'm excited. You're another Aussie with, I think this is, but when I started my show, I had no idea how much of a metaphysical history Australia had, in a way. Now I know there's the Hopi and their elders there, and there's a lot of extraterrestrial activity, it seems, but I didn't even realize. I mean, did you grow up knowing that this was a hotbed of extraterrestrial or metaphysical activity at all?
No, not until I had my Kundalini in 2007. I was definitely a mainstream girl. And I was doing a lot of singing in the corporate fields, which is kind of the opposing.
What is that? What's corporate mainstream singing? Explain that to me.
Well, it's more like, you know, like the corporate world is more for, say, like Coca-Cola. I do their events right. Every year and stuff like that, right? Just so, you know, I was definitely a very 3D mainstream girl until I had my Kundalini. I wasn't into crystals. I wasn't into any metaphysics. I had no idea about greys. And I mean, I knew about aliens and stuff like that, but I had no idea how vast this information is until I had an awakening. Some people call it Kundalini. Other people call it different names. Well, I just call it a spiritual awakening now. And it really did rock my world. And so the very next, like I started to see deeper and broader, and I didn't realize until much later that my third eye had popped open. And this is why I could see other things that people couldn't see. And the very next day, a musician friend of mine sent me David Icke, and I was just blown away by his information. And from there, I kind of springboarded off to other people's information. And I was just obsessed with trying to find out what happened to me, right? Because I put all the symptoms in what happened to me into Google and up came Kundalini, right? And I'm like, well, you know, I didn't understand what that meant. And a lot of people go, oh, that's a sexual awakening. It was like, well, that's part of it, but that wasn't, that's how I didn't feel anything like that at all.
Right.
For me, it was definitely a, what is going on here? And then I'm sitting in my lounge room one day, this is broad daylight, the kids were at school, and it was like lunchtime, and these light beings came through the walls. They just bright colours. They weren't like harsh bright, but beautiful, beautiful colours that I can't even describe to you. I haven't seen these colours before on Earth. They were just amazing. And they kind of floated towards me, kind of like a jellyfish, and then they floated down on the ground. And Greg, I was having a bloody heart attack. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I was petrified. And I was like, you know, people go, what do you feel about this? Are you kidding me? When you go through these type of experiences, the last thing you do, you think about is filming something, because you're going through that experience. And I wanted it to come back for years and years and years later. But at the time, I didn't know whether it was a negative experience or a positive experience, but it turned out to be really, really positive and beautiful. And I think they were priming me or getting me a little bit used to the metaphysical world and priming me into the other stuff that was coming later on so that I wouldn't freak out. But I was definitely terrified, and I was just stiff there going, oh, my God, what's happening to me? Oh, this is just full on. And then, you know, I started to see, the ships started showing themselves to me. Like a lot of people go outside and they look up and they get a feeling or a direct cognition or a feeling or a thought to go outside and look up at the sky, and they see, you know, the ships there. But a lot of people see the little round balls, and they're flashing black and white off and on, off and on, off and on.
Yeah.
But for me, I actually saw ships. And I'm so glad I caught up with a friend of mine from the Gold Coast, you know, as a childhood friend, and he was going through the same thing. So we couldn't understand why we could see them. We could see them and other people couldn't. And now, you know, we realize now it's more of a DNA activation. And once your DNA activates, you can start to see other frequencies, because everything spins and oscillates at a different angle and particles spin. And so once the DNA is activated, this is when you start to see into the other dimensions or the other frequencies, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, right.
You can actually see them and you go, wow, that's incredible. And then you start to see other things in the sky, or you start to see auras around people, and you start to really, that third eye really does pop open, really is a third eye. And another crazy thing too is that you can see spherically, which I thought was so bizarre one day when I was up in space and I could see, like I was the eyeball. I could see spherically, like 360 degree. And I'm
whoa,
looking down.
Whoa, I've never heard of that phenomena before.
That is wild. It's called the radial body, because the radial body is around you and it's like a projector. It's part of your light body. It's radial. It's the big projector around you.
Yeah.
So I was up in space and I saw the Earth. No, the Earth is not flat. It's spherical, like it's feminine. It's a sphere.
Right.
It's a bit fatter in the middle. Like we all are at the moment after COVID.
right.
It's spherical because it's being squashed. The Earth is being compressed and squashed down, right, with all these frequencies. So it's a bit fatter around the equator. And so I could see literally in a 360 degree, it's wild, spherically. It's like you're just one big eyeball and you can see everything all at once. It's crazy. It's nuts. I later learned that's your radial body, that's your DNA awakening, and it's a part of your light body and a part of you. A lot of things are part of us that we don't realize that are actually a part of us, but that it's our DNA has been mucked around with, and there are other frequencies out there that block us from actually seeing behind the veil. But the veils are thinning right now. So it's happening on the other side and it's happening to us here. And everyone can feel it. It's been going on for a long time. Right now I can feel a lot of people really opening up their heart chakra, and that's what happened to me. I became more loving. I love the earth. I love animals. I had an appreciation for the water. Like every time I'd have a drink of water, I would appreciate, I would bless that, you know, and it would change its frequency. Things like that. And I think a lot of people opening up their heart chakra, because deep down, that's what we are. We're in love. It's just that there's an overlay and there's all this survival stuff and all this other crap out there that's stopping us from uniting as a human race. And so that indicates that there is an intention out there of keeping us separated, and it's coming from off-world. We know that. So other people need to wake up to that. Once we unite as a human race, that's when our power will really kick in. And that's why people like you and I do these shows, to help everybody wake up.
Yeah, I love when you do that. You do like the shake weights gesture. But yes, it's but wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Did you try, one of the things I would wonder is if my artistic abilities change after I wake up like this. Did you try singing after you had this awakening? And if you did you notice any difference? What was it?
I became more passionate, more in depth. I wasn't as shallow and materialistic as I was chasing the dollar and trying to be social status, that kind of thing. That all goes. You don't really care about that kind of stuff once you have an awakening, because it puts things into perspective, and you realize the earth is in peril, the human race is in peril.
Yeah.
Our environment is in peril, and our friends and our family and our loved ones and our future and our children, there's a danger happening there. We can feel it. And we talk about the doom and gloom stuff too, but we live in polarity. So there's good stuff. There's good forces out there too. There is positive stuff there that is actually helping us, awaken and see things. Our higher selves come in and kick us in, tap us on the shoulder and kick in and go, hey, look at that over there. And they start, people start to see things from a different perspective. So I became a more richer person on the inside and more in depth. And I resonated towards songs that were more about enlightenment, about ETs and space and anything metaphysical, and everything that was syrupy and kind of corny or cheesy, I just went, no, I'm not choosing those songs anymore. So
do you think David Bowie's an awakened being?
Absolutely.
I mean, or is it really? Do you think maybe he encountered aliens or he had some interdimensional contact at any level at some point?
Yeah, I do. And I think that people like him and Bjork,
she's definitely an alien.
Yeah. See, there might be human body, but their souls come from off planet or from an interdimensional place, because they think differently and they will not conform to the norm.
Yeah.
And they might conform to the norm when it comes to playing the game and being successful as an artist to get into the mainstream, but ultimately they're playing the game so they can get the info out there. They can awaken people. Because you can't do it. You won't be allowed, like a lot of artists that I know that go too much into the alternative. They never get, their DVDs, their CDs, their demos sitting in a drawer for 20 years. Because they can't get it out to mainstream music because they're afraid and they won't play the game. So sometimes, and it's really hard to tell, is that person on the good side or the bad side? Well, let's just get rid of that. Let's just accept the good and the bad for what it is and come into unity consciousness and accept that bad and that good for what it is, right? And there are artists that out there, they know, they're full on awakened, but they play the game. They earn a lot of money, but they play the game. But their ultimate intention is to get that esoteric knowledge out there so that a people awaken. They ask the right questions. That's a biggie. Ask the right questions.
Yeah.
If you don't ask the right questions, you're going to get crappy answers, aren't you? So this is where people who are inspirational and highly creative, people ask, why does Bjork have funny music and it sounds like it's off key, but it's actually harmonious? How does she do that? Because she's a sound designer,
right,
and a creator. And she's picking up other stuff, and she's probably picking up other stuff from, interdimensional, other planets, that kind of thing. And I often wonder, imagine what music must sound like on other frequencies, other dimensions and other planets. Imagine what 12th dimensional music must sound like. I mean, we live in a 3D world. We can hear 3D music. Starting to get 4D, 5D, 6D, surround sound, Dolby Atmos, that kind of thing. Imagine what multidimensional music must sound like. I mean, yum.
Yum. Yeah. I almost wonder if music is the language sometimes.
I think it is, because sound, you know, sound doesn't lie. It can be used for lies, but sound doesn't lie, whereas light can be false light and can be very deceiving. But music, it's hard to corrupt music because it's sound, and it came first before light.
Right, right. That's very interesting. That's why
it's a very powerful medium.
Yeah.
Very powerful. I'm actually doing a degree right now in audio engineering, so that I can actually create my own sound and do sound design. I want to master sound so that I can write my own album and get it out there and start awakening people.
Do you feel like you could build pyramids with the knowledge you're learning?
Oh, geez, I'd love to have that somatics, which is sound, yes. I think I would bring on a lot of heat.
I mean, it's interesting stuff. Well, even, you know what? I mean, the whole thing with, I bring this up all the time, with the chronovisor at the Vatican, that time travel viewing device. I mean, the whole reason it started was sound. They were picking up on some sound frequency, and then all of a sudden they heard Gregorian chanting from the old time, and they just happened to put a screen on it, and then boom, supposedly. So I suppose there is something about sound that is, oh my gosh, I mean, it just runs through every single spiritual framework in the world that we know of. There's always a sound component that is deeply connected. I'm curious, though, you know, how would you say that sound is related to this DNA activation you're speaking of?
How is it related? Yeah. Well,
hey, Looper, you enjoying this so far? I'm excited for her to go much more into DNA activation. Now, one of the things I'll say is that later in the show, she starts talking about how she has photos of some, let's just say, quote-unquote, extraterrestrial man in black hybrid intervention evidence, also evidence in a photo of an extraterrestrial captured. She talks about it later. I want to share it with you. Follow me at the Greg Bornstein on Instagram and send me a DM that says photo, and I will send these photos to you. Fascinating stuff. And of course, if you enjoy this podcast, make sure, let me know. Go to ratethispodcast.com/openloops. Again, ratethispodcast.com/openloops. I don't want to have to do sponsored commercials about shaving your man nether regions like those other podcasts. So any words of validation will be greatly appreciated. Also, manscaping is good, too, so make sure you keep it up, gents. All right, here's Nikki.
It brings back memories. Once you tap into your cellular memory, also known as junk DNA,
right,
that is when you start to get the truth about yourself, because everything about you is held in your cells. So you think about it, right? We've had the Great Flood, and we come in with a mind wipe. So we know jack shit about our history, our ET history. What we're looking at, and we see the Anunnaki, that's ET history. That's not ours. Our real history has been hidden from us, and it's all starting to come through right now. And when you're a remote viewer, a great meditator, and that kind, you're really tuned in. This is what a spiritual awakening, which what happened to me, is that I couldn't understand where it was coming from. Where is this information coming from? It's coming from my cells. It's in our cellular memory, but it's been cut off from a lot of people, and they don't understand that. But when you realize that, no, we didn't come from apes, we didn't come from monkeys, we were created whole when we came here. And a lot of people freak out about that. There's the evolution thing and all that kind of stuff. It's all bullshit. It really is. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this.
No, you can. But... you can.
Oh, bloody hell. Good. All right. It's all bloody crap. So.
Yeah.
The thing is that what we are fed in our history books is ET manipulation and all that kind of stuff. Why do you think we don't know anything about Atlantis? You know, why do you think that's all been wiped away? Because they had spaceships, they had technology. They went too far and mucked it up. Near the remains of England, Ireland, and Scotland are the remains of Atlantis. It's called Atlantis Lohas, Lohas Atlantis. It is so big, it all the way down to Florida. That's how big Atlantis was. And then we had Lemuria on the other side, which is more where Australia is, where I've been to Fiji, right? And I could feel the Lemurian essence there.
Yeah.
So all that has been hidden from us. When you think about it, okay, we've had a flood that's wiped all our history off, and then we come into this world as babies and with a mind wipe. And everything, because I've been through the MyLab program, I've been through a black op, I know what that's like. And I realized, I came to the conclusion, everything is designed to make you forget. I mean, this frequency of survival, 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 competition and stepping over each other and all this and not getting into your spirituality, it's all designed to make you forget. And that's what they did to me with the MyLab program.
Yeah, tell me more about that. How? What? Oh, man, when were you mind wiped?
That was shocking. Well, it wasn't I had a mind slide put in.
When were you mind slid?
This was probably in 2015. Everything in my house started going crazy. Like, I put my hand over the microwave and it blew up. Or I'd go to the car park and, you know, those magnetic strips, they just wouldn't work for me. Something was happening with my electromagnetic field, because I woke up with marks on my body and I had a triangle of dot, purple dots. And above was like a grey, ET grey, going like this. I'll send you the photos if you want to have a look. I'll send you the photos.
Wait, what? You have a photo of an ET grey waving at you?
Yeah, on my skin.
You have the photos of your skin being affected.
Yeah, they punctured my skin.
Oh my gosh.
And they left a mark of a grey going hi like this to make me think that it was the greys. And not the military. And it was a mixture of both. It was military. That's what my lab is. It's a mixture of military, and they're in cahoots with the greys. And they tend to pick people like myself for our genetics. They take our eggs and they make hybrids and stuff out of it. So I've seen these three little greys at the end of my bed. And I did see, because I had a regression by Misha Johnston, because I wanted to find out what was going on, because everything was going crazy in the house. All my electrical stuff kept breaking down, and it was like a manipulation. It was like a mental torture, and it's designed that way to keep you so you forget, so you don't have a chance to even think about what's going on with you. You forget. So they did a mind slide, which means that I thought I was actually with a lover, and I was making love to a lover. In actual fact, my body was in an underground base. This all came out during the regression. So during the regression, when I saw, like, it's called monochromatic illumination, where you see two images partly over the top of each other. And at the bottom of my bed, I saw the three little greys. They were blue, more of a bluish color, and they had a kind of stringy hair, a little, like, kind of little kids.
Yeah.
And then over the top of the that image was, I was in a hospital scenario, and I could see all these hospital instruments and the lights kind of flashing and stuff like that. And behind that, Greg, there was this deepness and this darkness. Like, I could tell I wasn't in a closed room behind that. It was very deep and very dark. And the first image I see was, I'm looking down at my wrist and I see this hand. And this hand was incredible. It was so big, and the skin was just, I was flabbergasted. This skin looked like baby skin. It was that creamy, white, unblemished. Like, I live in Australia. I don't care what bloody color skin you've got. We've all got freckles. You got a mole or a freckle, something like that. This skin was incredible. And I'm looking at it going, I don't know what he was doing. He might have been strapping me down and doing something with my wrist or something like that, putting something there. But I was so mesmerized by this beautiful creamy skin. I'd never seen skin on a hand like that before, and this hand was huge. And then I look up and I see this guy, and he had a doctor's hat on and a mask, and he had a little tuft of, I've got a bug at the moment, a little tuft of like blonde hair. And I look at him and go, oh my God, you're too pretty to be a boy. And he was about 7.5 feet tall, maybe 8. And I'm looking, going, like, you're really hot. And his eyes, Greg, his eyes were almond shaped.
Yeah.
Bright electric blue, and had long eyelashes. And I'm like, you're too, I just was confused. I'm like, you're a guy or a girl? Like, he had the mask on and everything. Like, no, he was definitely a guy.
Yeah.
And then he sits down, and then he, women will understand what I'm talking about here, but he does like a pap smear. So they were definitely taking eggs. And then that was the end of that. That's, and when I went on to Misha Johnston's group, which was my level of awareness about ETs and stuff just went through the roof. I had a few people, because I was talking to other people from all around the world that were having similar experiences, right? And so I started to gain knowledge about what was going on.
Yeah.
A lot of people got on and on the group and said, well, there's been a base underneath the Gold Coast where you are before the Gold Coast was even created. There's right. either it's like a Palladian or a Nazi base or some sort of thing, because the where the Gold Coast is in Queensland, right? There's a direct line to the rock of Uluru. It's a ley line, and Uluru is a stargate. There's a stargate there. So there was definitely something going on with that. But they in the house when all this shit was going down. I could tell it was intent. After a while, you just can't have that much bad luck in a short span of time.
My gosh, there's a lot here.
There was crazy stuff happening in the house. They, I could feel that I was being monitored. At the time, I had no idea what was going on. Nothing, right? It wasn't until later on, I was like, what's my lab? What's MK Ultra? What's all this? Like, oh my God, are you kidding me? This stuff is going on.
Yeah.
When I had David Icke on my show, I asked him about V2K, voice to skull technology. And he goes, oh, Nikki, the Russians have had that for over 30 years. I'm like, what? What? It's like awakening, Greg. And I'm thinking, I'm talking to my higher self. Yeah. And I heard this voice. And it said, go outside. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, so it was dawn. Go outside and take a picture of the moon. And so I did. And this picture that I've got, and I'll show you the pictures too. This picture had glass towers on it. Like Richard Hoagland would love to see this picture. It was taken by my iPhone 3, so it's kind of a bit fuzzy, but you can still make it out. But they were grooming me. They were grooming me. They were conning me. They were grooming me to get to think that I was talking to my higher self. But it was voice-to-skull technology, because later on when something happened quite dramatic and I was actually attacked in my car, I could hear the V2K come in saying, let her do it, and that's the V2K technology, and that's what people think. They think that they're talking to the higher self because they're awakening, and they're not. It's V2K. So yeah. That is a warning to everybody out there to really feel in your heart and source that information about what's really going on, because it's out there and they've been using it for years, and there's using it on us.
Yeah.
And we have Pine Gap here. We have Pine Gap here, and even us Aussie, even the Aussies aren't allowed to go in there with certain, they're going to have a special clearance. It's owned by the Americans. So God knows what's going on under that little place in there.
Yeah,
so
what exactly is that?
Pine Gap is in the middle of Australia, and if you see it, it's this great big white ball that looks like a buckyball.
Yeah.
Huge. There's about 5 or 6 of them, huge. There's underground bases. We've done some remote viewing under there. Horrific.
My gosh. Horrific
experimentation. Not only on Aussies and not only on humans, but on ETs as well. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
And I think A really good friend of mine, Becky Barron, she's the most amazing remote viewer. She's the one I did. I did two courses with her, did second level with her, and she did some underground remote viewing on that. And she came up with the same information, and she said that Trump actually pulled the financial plug on that. So at the moment, a lot of our underground bound bases in Australia are being cleaned out. They're being cleaned out because people are awakening, and it's against the violation of, you know, humanity, and our free will is being, you know, imposed upon, which is the number one universal law: thou shalt not impose your will on somebody else. And it's being violated down here. And yeah, they're cleaning it up, and there's lots of information that people are putting together, and it's all being tied together with underground bases that are actually being cleaned up with all that crap. So
it's
a good thing, because it's been going on for a really, really long time.
You know, Nikki, okay, so let's entertain some of the alternative, the skeptic narrative for a second. Yeah. Because here's what I'm curious about. Yeah. Why, and maybe you can it sounds like you might actually, the timing of this, I'm listening to the timing and I'm figuring it out, because I know, I'm wary as somebody that has done a lot of research, and I've studied hypnosis, I've done it, I know that a lot of people rely on regressions and these mind modalities, remote viewing and whatnot, as ways of speaking to a truth. But here's my curiosity: was there anything that would have influenced you, had you read any accounts of my lab stuff before you could put words to it?
I had no idea what that was.
Interesting.
I didn't work all this out until 4 years later, Greg.
Wow.
I had no idea what my lab, I like I said to you, I wasn't, and they're not going to let you know while you're going through it, because they want you to be part of, it's an experiment.
Yeah.
They want to test this stuff on you. And if you're a starseed and you're out there and you're trying to wake people, other people up, you're a threat to that.
What do you, I mean, were you starseed already starting back then? I mean, you hadn't done the radio show yet, but.
No, I hadn't started all of that yet, but I had no idea. Nothing influenced me about that. I had no idea what was going on. I just divorced my husband. I was trying to raise two kids by myself.
Right.
So I had, you know, like I had no idea in my mind that even any of this existed, let alone I thought it was me. I thought I was the screw up. I thought I'm the one that had bad luck. I was so depressed and everything like that. And it was so awful. What a horrible time.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that I was, that was going on until years later. Like I said, when I got into a few groups and bang, it was like, whoa. And then I started speaking to other people all around the world, and they had similar experiences than me. And that's what helped me to grow and understand what was going on.
Right.
And there's different MyLab programs. There's gazillions of them. They come under black ops or black operations. They come under secret space program.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And it's like the last thing that starseeds want is, like, that's another thing when you awaken spiritually, your ego, your negative ego dissipates. And so, like, we all don't believe in a hierarchy. We believe in equality. We love everybody, you know, the way that they are. And we believe in diversity as well within that unity. And so, well, I'm speaking from the heart here, and I'm speaking from a non-ego point of view. As a singer, I will use my ego on stage because that's right, part of my performance. But I don't use that as like, oh, I think I'm special, and why did they pick? Because a lot of people say, well, why do you think they picked you? Well, because of my genetics. Oh, well, what's so special about you? It's not about being special. It's about being different. It's about being a bit further down the timeline than what you are. There's no value difference within that. We're all loved the same deep down. you know, and we all love and really care about each other. It's just that these ego programs, there's so many programs as an overlay that people can't see or they're influenced by. An example would be teenage girls looking at Vogue magazine and wanting to be a top model and not and feeling like crap because they're not like that, and then finding out later they've been digitally altered.
Yeah.
And I don't really look that way, and you don't feel like so crappy, right? So that's a program. It's a program. Everything is designed to make us feel unworthy or forget. I'm starting to really define what these programs really are. I'm starting to pick it up. I'm starting to see it. I'm starting to see how these negative ETs work.
Yeah.
And how they can influence your friends and family around you to try and pull you down and get you really upset. Because when you're empathetic, you feel everything and you're very loving. So when someone is negative towards you, it really bloody hurts. You can fall into a big funk and be really hurt and really upset. Oh, you're so sensitive. Yes, you are. You know why you're so sensitive? Because your field is huge. And people always come to me and go, how do you know this stuff? It's because I've just gone through it. How do you know all this stuff? Is it magic? Because my field is so big, I'm picking it up. When you look at your Merkaba field, it's 50 feet around you. The more you awaken, the bigger your frequency around you is, and you're picking up the other stuff first before everybody else does. And so when people come to you and they go, how do you know all this stuff? Because I've just experienced it. There's no magic in that. It's just your way you feel it. The more brighter you get, the more bigger your field get, the more sensitive you become and you can pick up stuff. That's the secret. So that's why people can't get it. They don't understand it. And they go, well, how do you know this? Because I've just been through it.
You know, but the thing that I find that is so tricky is that you have the Kundalini experience, then someone said, go into the deep end. They said, read David Icke. Now, that's one timeline, but on another timeline, someone could have said, well, read Eckhart Tolle, read the Dalai Lama. And I wonder if you would have actually gone in this direction if you hadn't been introduced to Icke's material. What would you say to that?
I would tell you that I've already been there and done that. I was so desperate to search for everything. I spent 9 months in Fiji escaping this MyLab bullshit, and I got my hands on everything I could possibly get. I became a really good reader. I was a crap reader. I was crap at school. I was great at, you know, all the performing arts stuff, but I didn't like all the rest of the stuff. This is what happens. You become more intelligent when you have an awakening. You want to read. You want to find out what's happening to you. You explore everything. You go under every rock. I became a fantastic researcher.
Do you think Eckhart Tolle stops then? Or do you think there are people out there, maybe they're not public. I mean, I do wonder sometimes with Jim Carrey is a great example of someone that I think has very much alluded to the fact that he's closer to the deep end. But you're not going to hear him talk about extraterrestrials. You're not going to hear him talk. I mean, I wonder if you believe that there are people out there that either stop looking too soon and they're content being in this, I am one with the universe and that's it. Or are there people who have gone further, but they just at a certain point they go, I need to shut off this reality, or I can't go public with this. I mean, why aren't people going all the way up the dimensions?
Because they've got a big fat paycheck that they have to toe the line, and if they don't, they'll lose the lot, because they know later on there will be an opportunity where everything will spill out, and then they'll hop on the bandwagon and start spilling out just like Jim Carrey did. I mean, when he got on that show and he was doing the Illuminati, I'm like, what's that with the tongue and everything? Even I didn't know that. He's like, Illuminati, come on, mate. And I'm like, whoa. And like, but that was me. I was like that too. Like when this girl, he goes up to some fashion award, some lady comes up to him and he goes, this reality is not real. And we know that it's a hologram, okay? We know that. But when you awaken, that's what you act like. You act like a weirdo because you're at a different frequency. People who are 3D normies don't get that. They just think that you're weird, but you have expanded your knowledge and you go on that search and find everything about, you know. I think someone in Jim Carrey's case, is that he's such a big mega movie star. I mean, you can only go so far before you start to lose credibility. He has pushed the limit.
Yeah.
Yes, and he's become more, his art has become, he's into art now. And I think also you've got to understand that also a lot of people are on the other side of that, where they're playing both sides. We call them Twilight Masters. A lot of black magicians in Hollywood, we call them Twilight Masters. They're on both sides. They play both.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell me more about these Twilight
well,
magicians.
Well, Twilight means day and night. So they're playing both sides. So
now, does that mean, I mean, can you actually really, I feel that if you're playing both sides, that you must be on the dark side ultimately.
You know what? You're right. Because in my experience, there has been, I've known a lot about black magic. And when I've been pissed off, I do confess, I have been tempted to put a spell on someone because I've been really pissed off and really hurt. But there is something in me that's decided, no, I can't do it because karma's a bitch, right? And I'm too loving. And I know I'll pay for it in the end. But I do know that there are other people out there that will use it because of ego or something to gain, or they're really pissed off, or they haven't healed their wounds. When you heal, so this is what ascension really is. It's 99% about healing your negative stuff, healing all your wounds. That's what it is. It's not, oh, I'm going to be ascended and oh, I'm going to be illuminated and all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that is part of it, but you got to get rid of your shit first. It's holding you down. You got to get rid of that. So you got to go on. And that's what happened to me. I was very into the space stuff and into the UFO and all that. That's another distraction as well. It's not until I, like I said, I got with this girl, Becky Barron, amazing remote view. I'll give her details later on.
I would love to talk to her.
Incredible. And as soon as I got with her, that died down. And I focused more on healing myself. And that's when I took some leaps and bounds. And I really did release a lot of the weight and understand it. I think understanding something is 99% healing as well. When you have a full understanding of what's going on, you become more forgiving and you understand it.
Yeah.
When we don't understand things, like ego kicks in and we're upset and all this kind of stuff. And the negative ego. And let me differentiate, okay, we can't kill the ego. It's there to help us, but the negative ego is there. That's very destructive and distractive. So I got into more of that healing, and in the last year or two I've released a lot of my karmic ancestor with healing with that. I felt all of them around me like a sigh of relief when I told them, you know, I love you. And I forgive you. Forgiveness is the big thing too. Once you forgive yourself for all the crappy things that you've done, and that takes a long time, and I'm still in a work in progress, it's easy to heal other people that have crapped on you too. When you see what's going on and the manipulation from a higher perspective, you know, you have more forgiveness for the human race. So we've got to stop hating on the human race because it's not all our fault. It's not all a fault. And at the same time, I'm not letting people off the hook when it comes to responsibility for their own frequency and their own lives. You got to take responsibility for that. So, but at the same time, people get online and stuff. Oh, yeah, the human race is crappy. Well, hang on, you're part of that too. Oh, no. They're pointing the finger. See, when you point the finger.
Yes.
You've got three pointing back at you.
Oh, I love that.
You get it three times back.
Wow. Oh,
point, you get three fingers. So you get that karma back at you, get three times as much judgment, negative judgment back onto you. And that karma just keeps repeating the cycle over and over and over and over again. You know, so we've got to stop pointing the finger and go, you know, the human.
You're just going to fall. I'll point all the fingers at others. I'm just going to put my whole hand down for now on.
Double. like the climate debate at the moment. Oh, you know, I can't stand humans. They're so crappy. They crap on the earth, blah, 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 and they're ruining the earth and da-da-da. But you're part of the human race too, so you're separating yourself and you're pointing the finger. There is an outside source here that is raping the earth for its resources. And guess who's part of the resources?
Yeah. Oh, crap. It's our fault.
Another one. I'll give you an example, right? Sexual energy. Most of us know that when you have an orgasm, you don't let it go out the top of your head and go out into the ethers, because there are entities in those ethers that suck it up like drugs. It's like drugs to them. It's being siphoned off. And that's why porn sites are so prevalent and so popular. When you look at the Hindu text, like I've read the Bhagavad Gita and I've read the Mahabharata, you funnel your orgasm out the top of your head and you channel it, because I don't believe in channeling, because that's allowing another entity into your body, but you funnel it, direct it out the top of your head and into the back of your spine. And it creates a circuit. And so you're keeping your own sexual energy and you're replenished. But it's energy, right? So you're releasing that energy. It goes off. And there are people, you know, I know we know where it's going. We know where it's going, and it's being sold off. And genetics is the currency of the universe. It's not money or anything like that. It's resources and genetics. And we're the prime candidate for our genetics. Our genetics are incredible. We are a combination of like the best of the best. And that's why we're being targeted so much.
That is fascinating. Now, okay, so combination of the best of the best. Yeah, what exactly? I mean, look, because you said before that the Anunnaki history is not necessarily our history.
Well, it's part of us, but it's not the... We were created whole. We were created out of the best of millions of different ET races out there.
Are we an experiment, do you believe?
Everything's an experiment, Greg. This whole planet is an experiment.
Okay.
Everything's an experiment. Everything. That's why they target certain people and do intense experiments, and they screw up sometimes. Hence the flood.
Right.
Certain things, hence Atlantis. They might have all that technology, but you lose the heart and the ego kicks in. You become a greedy MF, you know, and I'm powerful. I don't give a shit about, there are ETs out there, Greg, that hate the human race. They don't give a shit. They are cold. They have no heart. They're not like us. We did not disconnect ourselves from our source. We have heart. I mean, when you want to go into that, that's our connection to our God sources, through our heart. And there are ET races out there that cut that off. And that's why they siphon off us, because they cut themselves off a long time ago, because they wanted to be more powerful, more. And that's why their consciousness is cold.
Yeah.
Calculating, narcissistic. And they can work through people. They can jump into bodies. You could be talking to a good friend of ours, yourself or a family member, and if they've been doing lots of drugs, alcohol, their auras are full of holes. It looks like Swiss cheese. Drinking alcohol, that's why they call it spirits, because you're not dealing with the person anymore. You're dealing with a spirit. They jump into those bodies, just like the Matrix, and they can bring you down. And you're thinking it's that person that you love, and they'll bring you down. They will bring you down and they'll leave, and that person doesn't even know what the hell's going on. Oh, especially if you're dealing with a covert narcissist or people who are prone to covert narcissism.
Right.
Because they forget what they've done. When you think of people like, was it Jeffrey Dahmer and all these nasty people in our history that have killed people, they forget. I don't know what I've done. I can't, and they don't, because they've been taken over.
You know what's crazy, though? Why do so many light workers like Trump, though? Huh? Why do so many light workers like Donald Trump? I mean, does that guy not display narcissistic traits?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're on the good side of that.
I am, but personally, I really don't like politics and I stay out of it because every time I've posted something political or that's what got me into trouble in the first place, the heat comes down and I stay out.
Right.
And I know for a fact that they're not selected, they're not elected, they're selected. I know that. It's just happened in Melbourne. We had this arsehole of a premier that isn't a-hole big time, and he's been re-elected again. It just proves.
Listen to the best of Nikki Colombo's most controversial statements right now. What is the one that got you kicked off? Did you get kicked off anywhere?
Well, I'm shadow banned. For 4 years, I've been shadow banned on Facebook. And I've had my account restricted so many times, it's just silly.
My guess is you've talked about the world situation, wink, wink,
yeah.
the medical stuff.
Yeah, they keep me on there so they can keep tabs on me and monitor me. I think that's my conclusion. Anyway, they could have kicked me off ages ago, but I think they want to know what's going on, what I know. Stuff
what do you,
like
yeah,
that.
Do you think you do? I mean, look, you mentioned that you've had the experience. You had the MyLab experience. You had the beings visit you. I am curious because, you know, your show, you have David Icke on and Jordan Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, missed that guy.
I had the best of the best. I'm going to bring you on, darling, too.
Oh, my God. I'd be honored. I'd be honored. Well, yeah, I'd be honored. But I'm curious, what do you think? I mean, what do you feel like what you know has come from, what do you know in addition to what your guests and your research has told you? Have they talked to you? Have they shared unique information with you? Because that's the stuff we can't get anywhere else. I want to know, what is the Nikki Colombo intel?
Probably the best information that was given to me, that my mind was blown. Okay, I like everyone's to hear. And then the information I got was just whoa. And I loved it because of the stimulation, right? I could feel my DNA awakening. I could feel the resonance. I could feel the cellular memory. And she's controversial at the moment too. But I've, like I told you, when I have my guests come on, I get them to come on for half an hour before we start as a test run, and I talk to them a little bit. I get the best information.
Oh, yes. Give me the pre-show info. What is it?
There's no inhibitions there, and they feel very comfortable. As soon as people get on, they're like, they freeze up a bit, and then they don't know where to start. And I try and, you know, what I'm getting to.
Yeah,
and she is highly controversial. I adore this woman, and I've read her books, and I've watched her videos, and I've joined her groups, and she still blows me away every single day. And she shows you all the bloodlines of how they interbred with us. She goes back millions of years before the Earth was created. She goes back to Lyra. Millions, she understands everything, and she has these graphs that she gets the information from, like it's a telepathic communication, and it comes in like a zip file, and then it opens up, and because she's an artist, she draws these graphs, and she shows you the structure, the real structure of the universe, our Earth, how it works, how we got here, how we're being manipulated. She goes through all the bloodlines. And I'm talking bloodlines of, there's a bloodline. I don't know if I should say this. I might get you kicked off. Is this going on to YouTube?
I mean, eventually, but you know what? Let's get me big
it.
Enough to
I
get
won't
kicked off.
I say up. It. I
no,
won't
wait a minute. Bloodline. Wait a minute. I mean, we're talking Rockefeller, Rothschild. We talking?
No, I'm talking reptilian. I'm talking draconian. I'm talking. The feline races, Lyra, the feline races, the Anahazi, all of those race lines and how they interbred with each other. That's why they're, and Palladians, they've all got different names, but
Michelle Obama. Who is it?
Huh?
Michelle Obama.
No, similar races, and they've got different
the
names because they went around breeding with everyone. Okay, her name is Ashiana Dean, and she wrote the book Voyagers.
Oh.
The first book she wrote was called The Sleeping Abductees, and the second book she wrote was called The Secrets of Amenti. And when you get into that and you start to watch her stuff, like so many people put her videos up on YouTube, and within 3 months they're taken down. And another one will pop up. So I get on there and I have a look at all the stuff. It's all, and you know, it's all coming out right now. And all these channels come up and then they get taken down, up and then take it down. So you've got to get in really quick, right?
Yeah.
She's been doing this for a really long time, and you can see some of her earlier work. And this has been going on for over 25 years of work that is actually on YouTube at the moment, where you can start to understand where you come from, why you're here, all this information, how the structure works, how the dimensions work, everything.
I've never seen a book this expensive about this topic.
That's not her.
Oh.
That is someone else that's bought her book and is selling it on Amazon. You can buy her book for $17 on her site as a Right Press.
Okay, good. I was going to say you could get it for $670. I mean.
There's more. People are selling it for nearly $2,000. And then they'll come back to me and say, I can't afford it, blah, 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 blah. Go on her site. You can download her ebook for $17.
Wow. This woman knows the stuff.
Huh?
This woman knows her stuff.
I've been doing this a long time, Greg. I've been doing this for 15 years, right?
Yeah.
I've read a lot of books. I've read a lot of books. I've looked at a lot of videos, and I've had lots of experience. I might look younger, but I'm a lot older than what people may think that I am. I have a lot of experience there, right? This, everything's here at this level. When you get into her stuff, it's like, your mouth is on the floor. And you know what? You get those aha moments and your whole body tingles and you go, oh, my God, this is incredible. I knew this stuff, but I didn't know how to put it into words. All this kind of stuff happened. These aha moments, the tingles, it's just, oh.
Yes.
And she's incredibly brave to bring this information out. She gets attacked a lot too.
Has she been in my labs and stuff like that?
She was attacked by the Greys when she was younger, yes.
Oof. That's rough. Very rough.
But she's got learned protection now. She's one of the ones. This is how it started. I started to learn how to shield up. It's called the Maharic Shield or the 12th Dimensional Shield. I learned how to shield my own frequency, my energy. I did it just before I came on here, so I'm protected.
I was going to ask, you put out this New Year's message publicly, and you said, shield up before you go on these radio shows and podcasts.
I'd be talking to you right now, and we'd be getting interference. I used to get this interference all the time. We'd drop out, drop out, drop out, drop out, alien talk. I'm not getting it anymore. If I don't shield up, I have a crappy day. As soon as I shield up, my day is harmonious, to the point where I can go to the supermarket and I'll get the first car park right in there.
Wow. Can you teach us a little bit of the shield up technique at all?
Oh, I'll tell you a quick one, all right? Okay, so you think about a six-pointed star, a Merkaba star in the front here, the front of your brain, and you take a big breath and you push it all through your chakras. You've got a Hara line in the middle, right? The Hara line, right? And all your chakras are along the Hara line. So you breathe in.
Yeah.
You visualize the six-pointed star, and you, as you blow up, push it all the way down through your chakras, out between your legs, and into the center of the earth. And when you're in the center of the earth, visualize the earth's Merkaba. And the earth's Merkaba is sitting there, and it's a lot bigger. And then breathe it in. So you breathe in Mother Earth's frequency and energy. Breathe it in and have feelings of love and unconditional love, and pull in that frequency, right? And then think of a cord coming from Mother Earth's Merkaba towards you, joining with your Merkaba, because that's what you are. You're the six-pointed star at the moment. And later on with this technique, you become 12-pointed star, 48. Although you double the numbers and you start to see different frequencies, right, the more that you evolve with this, right? And you breathe it in, and then you pull in that cord, and you the Merkaba star with the cord from Mother Earth. Just think of that Merkaba star. Breathe it up 12 inches below your feet, right, this great big Merkaba, and then blow out again like, and it will start to spin. It starts to spin and it will pop open. And then think of breathe up a cylinder of 12th dimensional frequency or light, pale silver light. Every pore and every cell is in your frequency, your body, right? Like a lipstick cylinder, like you're in this frequency of light. And then down the bottom where the 12D shield is, or the Maharik shield, there's lots of names for it, pull in the Merkaba star that's in the middle, that's 12 inches below your feet, and pull it back up through your chakras and breathe it up, and then blow it out. The top of your head, there's your Merkaba star at the top, and it will go out like a disc, the same as down the bottom of your feet, right? It'll go like at the disc, it'll start to spin. You'll start to see this when you start to open up, and then put the lid on. Like a lid. So you're in that 12th dimensional frequency, right? And then the Merkaba star that's in the center, ping it. Just ping it out into space. You know what will happen? You'll feel the ping. When you start doing that, you ping it out. Ping it out to the core of the universe, the heart of the universe. Ping it out. You'll start to feel the ping come back and you'll go, wow, this stuff really works. Another, I can give you a really small example, is when I first started using this, right? I was working as a hairdresser. I had some girls and they asked me, can you drop me home one night? Sure, we were driving home. And here comes the cops on the road. And they're doing like a drink driving test. We have to blow into the thing, right? Yeah. So my girls in the back, they've got a big bag of pot. They're freaking out. Right, because that stuff's illegal here in Australia, right? Yeah. So I'm driving along, right, and I'm like, and I put it around the car. You can put it around, you put this 12D shield and Maharik shield, you can put it around your computer. You can put it around your kids. Got to ask permission, though. Up until 21, you can put the Maharik shield around your children, your loved ones, your car. So I put it around the car, right? I do put it on everything, right? So I'm driving along and they're freaking out. Oh, my God, we can get busted by the cops. We'll keep stashing it around. And I didn't go into fear at all. And all these people are lined up. They're all getting tested. They're all getting busted. They lose their license, all this kind of stuff. And guess what the cop does?
Oh, my gosh. Lets you go right through.
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because my frequency wouldn't plug into theirs. When you go into fear, it's like a plug. And a socket.
Yeah.
And it plugs in. That's why all these fear-based programs are out there, to put us into fear. And then when you go into fear, bang, it plugs in. But if you don't go into fear, it's got nothing to plug into it. It's got to be frequency specific. It won't plug in. And that's why the cop went, go past. And I'm driving, I'm laughing my head off. Like, these girls got no idea that I was into any of this stuff, and they were freaking out. Oh my God, we're so lucky. That's just a small example. And when you do the shield, if someone's coming at you and they're hitting at you and they're angry at you or whatever, like when the shield's up, this invisible shield, it's not invisible, but it's there. It's part of our light body. It's always been part of our light body, just that we forgot it. Yeah. It's in the Maharata. It's in the Bhagavad Gita. When you read those Hindu books, the Bhagavad Gita is over 6,000 years old. That is a small section of the Mahabharata. And that's the Indian text, those Vedic texts that were written 6,000 years ago. They're probably the oldest texts. Where Sanskrit came from, the oldest texts that we have. And so that's just a small example of that. They just can't plug into your frequency. They won't get you. You won't be distraught. You won't be drawn into a fight or anger or despair or whatever when you do the shield. How do I know that? Because when I don't do it, I have a crap day.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I mean, I know that you do work with, I know that you've done some counseling and healing work, as you were describing this, I felt like I didn't even, at a certain point, I just kind of listened to you, stopped really trying, and I kind of felt something. I was with you. I don't know if this is, I mean, maybe it's just right. your natural performing ability, maybe, but I'm curious. I mean, does that happen to you often that you're even describing it for yourself and other people are feeling the frequency? I mean, that was an interesting experience.
Well, I get a lot of, I know you from somewhere, and it sounds like a bloody pickup line, and sometimes it is. Or, I think you're from my soul family, or you're my soul mate, or no. I know it sounds like a pickup line.
Am I hitting on you right now? Is that what's going on?
No, I don't feel that at all, darling. No, but it sounds corny and cheesy, doesn't it? But it's not. So I get a lot of, I've seen you somewhere before, or I feel a familiarity before, or whatever. Well, we're all connected. We're all from the same collective consciousness. I think that's what they're picking up. People feel extremely comfortable talking to me and revealing all their secrets. They must pick up that I'm not judgmental. I'm not going to judge them negatively when they tell me their most deepest, darkest secrets. I'm even I'm sitting there going, oh, bloody hell.
I was going to say, I mean, you know, look, I know that we both know Sol Rita. She was on the show at one point, and I would say that even, you know, when she was on, I was for sure – I was very, my eyes started going peripheral. I was very tuned into every word she was saying. I got into a trance. Now, I'm not going to say that I haven't done that with you, because I feel like I have, but I think it's what you're transmitting is a lot. It's almost, it's disarming, because you're not coming on and being this, hi, I'm Nikki Colombo, and welcome to my show. You are still this, you know, brash kind of person, and yet there is something going on there that speaks to another level. It's kind of fascinating to me.
You know what I'm picking up right now? I'm picking up that your cellular memory is recognizing what I've just said. That's what I'm picking up. I'm picking up that your essence, your cellular memory is going, this is not foreign to me. This is something that is slightly familiar. And the more that you think about, you will think about this days later, and you'll bring things towards you.
Yeah.
Your soul will go, whoa, and will bring things towards you to confirm what I've been saying to you. And you will start to understand more. You'll might be fascinated into, you know, if something negative happens, I can use the 12D shield or the Maharic shield. You have an option now. You're just not left open. You have options now. And that will follow on like a ripple effect. You'll understand because it's there anyway. I'm just opening up the door. You'll just eventually walk through it. And a lot of people expect me to walk through the door for them. I'm not doing that anymore. It's too bloody hard. I'll show you the door, but you walk through it. I'm just triggering what's already there inside you that's been there for millions of years, but because of all these other programs and all this, you know, this alien technology that you can't see.
Yeah.
Right? We're in a dimensional blend at the moment. We've got the 3D normie people that are going through their everyday lives not knowing what round and round and round, not knowing what the bloody hell's going on. And then you've got the other people who are busting their balls trying to get the information out, which is the purpose of this.
Yeah.
Experience right now, busting the balls trying to get the information out to awaken us as and become unified as a human race, so that we can clear out, we can get rid of or negate these negative or dark forces that are trying to impose on our will. And so to me, it's like a dimensional blend where you've got, and I really do feel this year we're going to hit a snap point where you're going to see the real, I can see it already, the real dichotomy of this real black and white, or this real polarity is really playing out now, because we've made our choice.
Right.
We've made our choice, and now you're starting to see the choices that other people have made. And I've seen some of these negative, and it's been heartbreaking for me to see some people that I love and adore, and they haven't made that the right choice for themselves or humanity. They've been, you know, greedy, selfish fucks. I've seen them actually get sucked into a current, because we're currency, a current of this circle that's going down in frequency while we're going up in frequency. And I can see this snap point that's going to happen probably at the end of the year. I can feel that that's going to happen.
Everybody keeps talking about this. Now, look, I don't want to.
Wow.
I mean, it is one of those things where, If nothing happens by the end of next year, not saying it won't, but this is where I'm like, oh man, all the spiritual people, they always have their outs. Oh yeah, well, 2012, it wasn't supposed to be an event. It wasn't going to be a cataclysm. It was just the mythology was starting to creep back into the collective consciousness. Oh yes, well, 2021 was the beginning. That solstice was the beginning, but now we have a couple years, and now the choice is going to, I mean, look, I know dates keep getting pushed. I know there's perception and consciousness influences this, but I also wonder, does there actually have to be some moment of reckoning, an actual 3D moment? That way, I guess time is in the 4D, but something we can really see that's going to signal to people that all of these spiritual folks, the light workers and the star seeds, they weren't just making it up. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we've got to take into consideration wild cards, because we're transition at the moment, and it could go either way. It could go anyway. And because everybody's on a different frequency, what happens to you and what happens to me are two different things, and you'll experience it differently.
Right.
But my feeling is that I'm only feeling from my experience. If I didn't have my awakening, I wouldn't be here talking to you, because I wouldn't know what the bloody hell is going on. But the thing is that it really did smack me around. And we do, some people really do need a bit of a, you know, wake up to see what's going on here. I really do think that there are positive forces that are working behind us that are helping in ways that we can't see, but we will see that later.
Yeah.
Some people might perceive that as negative, and it is negative at the time. It's negative because you don't know what's going on. Your world is falling apart. Your 3D reality is falling apart. Your idea of money and frequency and energy is changing. Your perceptions are changing. What you thought was, you know, valuable to you today is shit and crap the day before. You value something different now. I do feel that Mother Earth has had enough. She is sick to death of the torture of her children, and she's not going to tolerate it anymore. And sometimes that can come up as a big, and we all look at her and go, but to me it's like a, it's like having a big pussy sore, and it's got to be lanced. Otherwise, it's just going to grow. It's horrible to get the needle and go bang, and then the doctor's coming towards you, and you're like, and you're scared and frightened. But you've got to get over that. We've got more power and more strength and courage than what we realize. That's what I'm discovering as I get older.
Yeah.
We have more power and strength than what we realize. And when you test that, you are very surprised. We've got to get out of our comfort zone, because, you know, ultimately, if you really do tap into your higher self, is there to looking down on us from a bird's eye view, and they can see further down the timeline than what you can. Not to be afraid. Like, if you die, you die. What can you do about that? You can't do jack shit. So stop worrying about it. You're going to be in the other realms anyway. So, you know. We're so afraid all the time. Oh, I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid. I'm like, wake up. You've got more strength and power than what you realize. Go for that. Take that leap of faith. Have that faith. Have faith in love. People have lost that.
Do the beings still communicate with you?
sometimes when I'm in danger, I will get a direct cognition. I will get that voice to say, Nikki, do this, blah, 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 to get yourself out of there. And I think that I'm talking, it's me talking, and it probably is, but it's not me here. It's me there saying, do this, 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 and this, because I'm like, take a breath, calm down, boom, 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 get yourself out of that. Because I shouldn't be here. There's been many times where I've been so close to death, and I think the good forces come in at the last minute to save your butt at the last minute so that they don't get sabotaged. And you think, oh, well, that was that luck? Is luck really real? Or is it destiny? Is it fate? Is it some goodness up there that's, you know, helping you? You know, and I'm not trying to disempower people by saying that, you know, the cavalry is going to come in and save our ass and stuff. Like, that's just diminishing responsibility for everything. We're here to save ourselves. Don't hop on any ships.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's my mother warned me about
land,
that.
Just don't hop on them. You have to have a DNA frequency to go through certain frequencies, and if you don't have that frequency, you'll just self-combust. Don't fall for that, please take me on, beam me up, Scotty, to get away from Mother Earth. Your DNA is encoded into Mother Earth. She's taking care of you every day. She gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. She gives you your water, your food, your air, everything, a place to sit on, your butt. People forget about that. She gives and gives and gives and gives and gives, and she never asked for anything back.
Yeah, if anything, people should go closer to it.
Huh?
People should go the other direction. You know, get lay on the ground, put your head on the grass, embrace it. You know, like that's really where you need to go.
Go for a swim in the ocean. That's why I'm up here at the moment. I can go and onto the beach every single day, and my energy's being cleansed and washed. You know, have faith in Mother Earth that she's going to protect you and your soul is going to protect you. You just need to listen and clear all your trauma. Work on the baggage that is holding you down. Set yourself free. Forgive people. Forgive yourself. Move forward with that. I know it's hard because that ego overlays. Just people sit there and they go, sit in this shit for a year. I'm not going to forgive. I'm not going to make the first move. Stubborn and stoic or whatever you want to bloody call it. That's just freezing you and keeping you in that loop of going round, 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 round in your safety zone with your popcorn and your bloody Netflix and stuff, you know, and computers and shit. And, you know, go out and read a book. Go and find out why that incident happened to you years ago. There's a reason behind that. Start awakening to your own cellular memory and have faith in the unknown. Have faith in stuff that you can't see. Start working on that. But clear your trauma. It will release you, and then you're making space and room for the good stuff to come in, because how can it come in if you're filling it with your old crap? And that's what ascension is. And I know that word's been distorted. I know awakening, kundalini, all these words get love. Everything gets distorted. It has a negative connotation. Even Jesus, the word Jesus and all that, it's all been distorted, and people feel funny about saying God. I am God. But guess what? So are you. And I'm not coming from an egotistical point of view. I'm coming from a point of I'm an aspect from the God source. God source came down in frequency of different aspects to experience itself. I'm God experiencing itself.
Yes.
I'm not God with the big white foot in the sky when you're coming to slam down on you. I'm not. I am a God, but so are you, and everybody else is. And when they wake up to their own God source and realize you're a part of that, and what is God? God is love. And when you use the 12D shield, say that. I am God, I am sovereign, and I am free. People freak out and they go, well, how can we be free when we're living on a prison planet? Well, you have free will. Oh, no, we don't. Yes, you do. You have free will to pick what color toothpaste you're going to have. free in certain aspects. You're not free to suddenly change the climate. You're right. Not free to change the world overnight. You're not responsible enough for instant manifestation yet because you still got crap to clean out. You're not going to be given those powers yet. You're not into alchemy. You haven't worked out that you can alchemize yourself from being lead to gold, from being, you know, something that's dark to light, to illuminate yourself. So that's where you need to go. That's where people need me. And all these are a suggestion. I'm not trying to impose my will onto yours. These are all suggestions for you to just have a look at.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and you know, I mean, you, I think you're absolutely, you've blown my mind several times tonight. This has been very wild. I love it.
I love that.
It's true. You know what? And also, I'm very curious.
You know what? Greg, that's my purpose. In my purpose right now. I love you so much for giving me this opportunity to actually, you know, co-create with you because I know it's going to ripple out and I know it's going to help people. And that makes me feel bloody good.
Yeah.
It really does. It makes me feel that I'm here to do my mission. I know that this place is in peril. I know the human race. I love the human race. I'm not even from here, and I love the planet more than most people.
Where do you think you're from?
I know where I'm from.
Are you allowed to say?
6D.
From 6D?
Six dimension, Orifam. Yeah, I'm from the Orifam race, or the race lines. I'm from the Anunnaki. I'm from the feline race.
What? Oh, I can see that.
I'm from the feline race. I'm Syrian feline. And, hey, lots of Anunnaki. They're nasty bastards are from Sirius too. I'm not.
I know.
We've got Sirius B. Sirius A, Sirius B.
You definitely have a cat energy.
Yeah.
There's definitely like a. Yeah.
It's real.
Now people are going to be like, yeah, Greg, you're hitting on her. No, I mean, no, but there is this kind of feline aspect. It's fascinating. It's kind of interesting.
And you know what? When I get pissed off, my roar will come out. A lot of people have made the mistake of thinking, oh, she's spiritual. I can just run over her. No, you friggin' can't.
Nikki's roar.
No, you can't. You will cop it.
Yeah.
You will cop it. Because I'm sick to death of being steamrolled over and people – I attract so many narcissists because I'm an empath and they steamroll over me and they take advantage of me and they break my heart. No more. I'm the warrior now. I'm not playing the, you know, oh, I'm spiritual, I can't do anything. No, fuck that. No. You fuck with me, you're going to cop it because guess what? I'm your karma and Mother Earth needs a bit of a helping hand every now and then.
Yes. Okay, you know what? Before we go, I want to ask you one more thing about AI, because I see you've been talking about it recently. You even did an episode of your show about techniques to heal from AI. Now, interestingly enough, when you were talking about a year from now, it did make me think that with the release of these public AI tools, I mean, I really don't even know where we're going to be a year from now because it seems that a lot of the jobs that, you know, you used to be able to say, people would say, oh, I'm going to break free of my 9-to-5 job and they would become a copywriter or they'd design websites. But now that we have these other tools out there, it almost then makes things that were seemingly
redundant.
Makes entrepreneurial, the things entrepreneurs were doing redundant, which makes me just wonder if this just keeps accelerating and accelerating and accelerating, will at a certain point people just have to go, there's just going to be nothing left except to come towards each other, hug each other, and feel the earth. I mean, really, the hippie thing is, I think that might be the last sense of truth that we have, in a way. Because I think people might get AI'd out. But I'm curious, when you're talking about healing from AI, what do you mean?
Well, it's more of the programs that are out there, the AI programs that... look, when we look at AI, a lot of spiritual people are really against it. But, hey, if you have a chip in your head and you're a paraplegic and you want to walk again, well, Well, then that AI can be used for good.
Yeah.
It's just that people like Musky Boy have different agendas.
Yes.
Why? Because they're not heart-based. You look back on Musky Boy, his father owned an emerald mine, so didn't have any qualms about using people as slaves, right?
Right.
So when you have someone like that and they're in the PayPal and now they're Twitter and he's doing all that, that's a prime example of I really don't give a shit about humanity. With that type of money, he should be doing more charity work and giving half of his bucks away to help the planet, and he's not.
Yeah.
So that kind of consciousness we've got to be careful of, because there's no heart base there. It's all you're below me, I'm the top, and you're all the slaves, and it's just going to continue. Okay, so that's a negative aspect of it. So we've got to look at it as like, okay, it's really a really tricky kind of thing to talk about, because it's the intent behind it. We look at the intent behind the AI technology. Mm. It's really dangerous. It's really, really, really dangerous, because people are getting chips in their arms and stuff like that. But, you know, you get to a point where we've got no cash and you've got someone playing around there and they're going to control you. So if it goes too far, and this is where I'm talking about the people that are on that spiral, that's where I think we will have two different frequencies, two different dimensions on the planet. That's because we're in a dimensional blend at the moment, but I feel the split. Right. And you'll have those people that are going down in frequency, attaching to the AI, all that kind of stuff, because they're ignorant or they haven't worked on themselves or they've denied it. They've been shown the door many times and they won't walk through it because they're arrogant and they're ignorant and they want to keep playing that game. Then you've got the others going, this will go, okay, well, let's use it wisely. But that's not, it's not. And then you've got others that go, oh, no, 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 let's not do it at all. Those type of people are very non-understanding. They're too polarized for me. I don't understand those type of people. They're too extreme because they just chop everything off and go, nah. When actual fact, goodness in that can be used. You know, if you think about it, if everything was, say everybody, if everything was, you know, replaced by robots, yes, okay, it's going to take away jobs, right?
Right.
But the thing is, it will also get rid of slavery. And then you've got to account for other things to come in. People don't know. You've got to account for the wild cards. You've got to account for evolution. You've got to things that come in that we don't know yet that are coming.
Yeah, I mean, do you believe the law of polarity? That's kind of a classic hermetic principle that
I do.
There's a good and a bad to everything.
And there's different sub-levels in between all that. Like there's black right. And there's the big fat gray in the middle, and there's different levels to that. And that's where you get the Twilight Masters, where they're playing both sides, and there's all different sub-levels between that. So it's very hard to describe or differentiate whether something is black or white.
Right.
Because there's so many different levels in between that, right? So it's hard to work out if someone's completely evil, if they're completely good, because there's a bit of a mixture in everything of all those different kind of sub levels. So but with the AI that I was specifically talking about, healing from that was mainly implants, because a lot [S2] Right. [S1] Of us have been implanted through those MyLabs. The high tech that's being used negatively towards us, the chemtrails, the crap in the food, the wax.
I was gonna go. She's gonna try to get us kicked off the yeah. Okay,
that kind of thing. Okay, right. Everything. You know, like now everything's being poisoned, and you know it's almost impossible. And I'm like, why is organic food so bloody expensive, and McDonald's is so cheap? There's a reason for that. You know,
right.
Things like that, healing from those kind of frequencies. So I go into that. You can pull out implants. Do not be scared of implants. You can pull them out.
My gosh, that sounds weird. But it's important to do.
They're stuck in your auric field. People can see that. You just pull them out.
Yeah. Hey.
Not a big deal.
You can hear all about it.
You know what? Your free will can override implants. If you're strong enough with your free will, because when you understand that you're being manipulated and you're making, and you realize, hang on, that's not my thought. That's something else.
Okay.
A lot of mind control going on. That overrides it. So ascension and awakening overrides all that AI, but you've got to be aware of it and understand it. And understanding is 9/10 of healing. When you understand what's going on from a bigger picture, you become more calmer, you can understand it, you become more forgiving, you can play the chess field on a much less pulled in when your emotions get pulled in and you're freaking out. You become a lot more calmer because you understand the big game and you play them. You play those negative entities for what they are, and they show themselves. And you don't have to do much if you understand it. But the truth always comes out, doesn't it? And, you know, Mother Earth's not going to allow us to get sucked down this filthy hole. She's not going to let us. She's awakening. She's helping us. Just helping us. So have faith in that.
Tell me this. If Elon Musk reached out to you and told you he was a fan of your show, what would you do?
Come on.
You'd bring him on?
Come on and let me test that theory. Oh, I would be asking the hard questions. That's what I do. I ask the hard questions on my show. I don't do it in a mean way. I do it I want to understand. But I'm not afraid to ask the hard questions because I want to know what's going on and I want everyone else to know what's going on so they can navigate through this full on and avoid the pitfalls, right? So I would ask him, why aren't you... I'd say something like, because why are you is very direct and is really attacking. I would suggest, I say, have you ever thought of pouring $100 million into the wildlife fund? Have you thought of supporting all those people that go out into the world and grab all the pedophiles that are harming our children? Have you thought of putting $100 million, $100 billion? Behind all those agencies that go out there that are struggling and do that good work. Have you thought of that?
Wow. Very interesting. The challenge is out there. And
that's what I would ask. Have you thought about having a task force of going and raiding all those Illuminati rituals that are doing all that shit? Have you thought about that?
Oh, crap. Yes, she's not afraid to ask the tough questions, folks. That's right, because it is Nikki Colombo of The Nikki Colombo Show on Truth Frequency Radio. We're going to link to that. It's at tfrlive.com/Nikki Colombo. We'll put that in the show notes, as well as subscribestar.com/Nikki Colombo if you want to talk to her, reach out. I know you write. I know you lead a lot of sessions with people and
lots of free stuff on there too, Greg. There's lots of free stuff of free tools and techniques.
Yeah, you've got the shield up there. I mean,
I've got all that up there. And I'm healing from trauma. How to cut the cords from someone if you're in love with them and they don't love you and they're hurting you, but all that. Oh, I've got a lot of that. Most of the time, if you want to do a direct remote view, then I put that, then you have to pay a small fee, of course, because it's just an equal exchange of energy. But mostly that page is for all the stuff that's not allowed. You're not allowed to heal yourself. I'm only doing spiritual stuff. Oh no, you're shadow man. Okay, so all that stuff is on my page because my website got attacked and everything.
Yeah, look at these videos I'm scrolling through. So much got taken down already. I mean, someone says it's no longer on YouTube.
Yep.
What the heck?
But like I just keep replenishing it so that people can get on their own journey and help themselves, because ultimately once people start helping themselves, it helps all of us in one way or another. And that's when we start to realize that and stop the competition and start to be unified as a race, that's when we become really powerful. That's what I'm into. I'm into taking my power back and giving my power to other people so that they can be empowered themselves, so that we can live in a beautiful planet and leave this planet for our children. Our children are going to have to deal with all this. I grew up in a world where my world was intact, and this is what my daughter says, and she says to me, Mom, you grow up in a world where everything was intact and you're having la, 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 la land, but I'm growing up in a world where everything's falling apart.
Yeah.
And that really hit me, and that made me understand her in a way when she was going through those horrible years of when she was a teenager, understand her and be a bit more lenient towards her. That helped a lot. So I hope that helps with everybody.
Yes. Wow. Parents of teenagers, you got something in this interview too. I mean, yeah. you got it all. Nikki Colombo, she just packs it all in there. Pretty impressive.
I do.
I know. They should hire you at the My Lab. I think you could be an asset to them over there. You're good. Yes. This has been amazing. I am so grateful. I'm excited to come on your show, the Nikki Colombo Show, which you will find on trflive.com/Nikki Colombo Truth Frequency Radio.
Radio.
I just got one of those old-timey Truth Frequency Radio. Your protection from deception. I love all that stuff.
I love it. You should do voiceovers, darling.
I love it all. I love it all. We love the paranormal radio is the best. I can tell you are a consummate professional in the field. So I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. This has been amazing.
Thank you, darling. Lots of love to you. And thank you for this opportunity. I'm forever grateful. It was great.
Nikki Colombo, you are incredible. Thank you so much for coming on this show and teaching me about DNA activation. Does sound a little steamy, doesn't it? I don't know what's less sexy, consummation or baby, let's activate our DNA. I need to stop using that line at my dad's alumni MIT get-togethers. Hey, smart people are still looking. All right, Ronnie B. Gilvery, thanks for the theme music. Zero Boy for the pre-theme music. Thank you for listening.